This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2154. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded September 1st, Algeria, Andorra, Angola, Antarctica, Austria, Brazil, Canada, China, Congo, Cuba, East Turkestan, Egypt, Europe, Indonesia, Christmas Island, Japan, Korea South, Malaysia, Sarawak, Mali, Mexico, Nigeria, Norfolk Island, Oklahoma, Romania, Singapore, Solomon Islands, Spain, USA, Vanuatu, Vatican, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, miscellaneous monitoring of the new broadcast direct from Algeria on shortwave, presumably still in a testing phase. Ron Howard in California heard the Algerian national anthem playing at 0445 UT August 25th on 7200. That would be a good time to hear it. And into the news after 0500 in Arabic. Next frequency I was hearing was 9450 August 25th at 0642. And it changed to 17600 at 0801 since Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. However, 17600, though mostly testing in the daytime, was also heard by me in the middle of their night. August 28th, week signaled in Arabic at midnight 42. Christian Milling reminds us, another monthly program from the archives of Radio Andorra, which he produces, to be on the air Saturday, September 3rd, a two-hour nostalgia program from summer of 1979, hosted by the French singer and actress Mireille Hartouche. Very eclectic music, not to be found on any radio station nowadays, aired as usual via Mosbrunn, Austria. To Europe at 17 to 19 UT on 6180, beamed due west, and to North America at 22 to 24 on 13730. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports that Radio Nacional de Angola is again off the air, had been appearing on 4949.7, but not heard the morning or the evening, no audio and no carrier on August 28th. From A to Z, Zambia 5915 was also off the air. LRA 36, Antarctica, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB, succeeded on the air Saturday, August 27th by 1441, and it went off by 1617, says Bruce Churchill, both of us listening via remote receivers. On August 31st, Wednesday, when it supposedly appears around 15, I tuned it at 1447 and just heard a bit of shouting and maybe music, but then it was gone and never to return. RNA Brazil has been missing from 6180, checked August 29th and 30th, and also from 11780 the first night, not heard at 0125, but it was back on August 30th at 0110 check. I wonder whatever became of their big DRM plans after last year's successful tests of low power but high gain. Checking whether WJXL Florida would still be heard to the west instead of the east on 1010, August 29th at 0615. Instead, I heard News Talk 1010 Toronto, that is CFRB, the medium wave subsidiary of CFRX, dominating at the moment. It is rarely heard here because I see the directional pattern sends most of it into the wilderness to the northeast of Toronto. There are minor lobes to the southwest, but a notch between them this way. So maybe CFRB is now out of order. Up on Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard is pleased to note that Voice of Strait China 4940 still gives an English ID at 10 UT August 27th. It is, this is the Voice of Taiwan Strait News Radio. Interference from that Colombian or Venezuelan. He says it's the only time I've found an English ID, and it's not parallel to the other Voice of Strait on 4900. And at the same time, August 27th until 10 UT, Ron reports strong jamming by CNR1 on 7210 against Sound of Hope Taiwan, which, however, was heard in the clear after the jamming went off. Its usual off frequency is 7209.84. Major news this week about a shortwave country reactivated, Congo. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports, Radio Congo Brazzaville 6115. August 28th at 1824 until off at 1843 in French with advertisements and African songs. It went off abruptly. He did not get a positive ID, but it was the same format he used to hear from Radio Congo, and the same abrupt closing. Antonello Napolitano in South Italy of DX Fanzine agrees. August 28th at 1800 with a long newscast in French. And Manuel was hearing it again on August 30th in French at 1810 until cut off abruptly at 1824. Of course, we could not hear it direct in North America at that time. So I suggest we should try in the morning. It used to be on the air by 0500 on 6115. Then Manuel replies he had been checking for it then from 0445, but nothing so far. And Ron Howard in California was also looking for it, recalling that in 2016 he had heard them coming on or already on the air at 0511. Manuel recalls some of his logs from 2020 and 21, signing on one day at 524, another at 515. I tried for it this year, August 30th, after 0500, but nothing before the DRM from France came on at 06. Finally, Antonio Napolitano replies again. On August 30th at 1800, I heard Radio Congo with news in French by satellite. Surprisingly, the latest of major news was the introduction of a new shortwave transmitter, and he recorded the announcement. Radio Congo, again on shortwave, a new, more efficient transmitter has been put in service today at the Brazzaville station. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, when two signals on the 49-meter band are quite strong in English, 6100 and 6060, August 26th at 0643. I was also hearing RHC much weaker in English on 6140, which is a leapfrog mixing product 40 kilohertz beyond. Harold Froge in Michigan reports the well-known Cuban spy numbers frequency 11435 AM. August 31st came on just before 1557, but it was Radio Havana Cuba Spanish programming in progress, parallel to 11760, and with their interval signal. But just before 1601, they switched abruptly into the Spanish five-digit numbers, and then digiscreech at 1602.40. That kind of removes any doubt as to where this comes from, the same transmitter site for the spy numbers and Radio Havana. From Urumqi, East Turkestan, land of imperialist Chaikom genocide against Uyghurs and other Muslims, 7265, August 30th at 1835 via the remote in the Canary Islands, after I was not hearing Nigeria on 7255. On this frequency, some really neat Chinese folk and romantic songs until 1900. This is apparently the scheduled Bulgarian hour, and there were a couple of announcements which may have been in Bulgarian, but otherwise, nothing but music. This is a great chance to listen to it. The English sesquihour from Radio Cairo, Egypt, at 2115 UT, continues to be a failure when it's on the air at all, 5 or 6 hertz below 9440. The modulation, if any, is horrible. Sometimes it's missing altogether. That was the case August 27th, when instead there was a very distorted signal just below 9900. That's when the Portuguese service from Cairo is scheduled for Brazil, measured on 9899.957. I did make out a time signal at 2300. It's supposed to last until 2330, but went off at 2316. Zaharis Yangas in Greece reports on the so-called 44-meter band August 26th. He hears some contacts. Apparently these are like sea beers or pirates contacting each other on the following frequencies at various times between 1634 and 1749, some of them in French, some of them in Greek. 6661, 6685, 6655, 6675, 6650, 6660, and 6700 at 2016. Ron Howard reports that the Palangkaraya transmitter of Voice of Indonesia on 3325 continues to be off the air at least through August 27th for over a week, checked around 1120 UT. Even when I'm getting nothing else on 9 kHz medium wave channels, I do hear a carrier on 846 kHz at certain times, such as August 31st at 0632. I understand its modulation is insufficient, as others report, but I'm convinced it is Christmas Island, the one south of Hawaii, not the one in the Indian Ocean, where Radio Kiribati is scheduled from a place called London. Local sunset there is around 04:30 UT, so by then, or even a bit earlier, its carrier should be propagating to the east. The strongest European signal on the same frequency, 846, is only 3 kilowatts from Ireland. And by that hour, most of Europe would have faded out anyway, although that will be less the case as we get into winter. If nothing else, you might check 846 for medium wave propagation from the Pacific. Besides the new frequencies, Ron Howard reported last week for JSR, Shokase Sea Breeze, from Japan about North Korean abductions at 13 to 14 UT. Here are the new frequencies for the repeat at 16 to 17, according to Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria. 5920 and 6165. Richard Langley of New Brunswick has been enjoying DXing while on vacation at a very different location, Kona, Hawaii, including the clandestine Echo of Hope, August 21st, around 09 UT, sounding a foghorn on the hour. That is, signing on at 0900 August 21st on 9100. Ron Howard replies, "That's new to me. I hadn't heard the foghorn before at any time, but it seems they are running it at the top of each hour. Also heard at 1300 and at 1401 and at 1500 when he made a recording." The other VOH frequencies, good through September 4th, 3980, 4885, 5990, 6250, and the only one off frequency, 6348. From Holiday in Kona, Hawaii, Richard Langley reports on Malaysia, RTM Sarawak FM, nominal 9835. Heard overnight August 27th, faded in by 0725, with pop music increasing signal to 0900, fairly strong. There was a call to prayer at about 0758. News aired starting just after the top of most hours for perhaps 10 minutes. One program had a discussion and examples of religious chanting. The IDs mostly on the hour were as Sarawak FM, the K not pronounced, at least not heard audibly. At top of some hours, there was a time signal with one low and one high tone, but some interference from China or Vietnam on 9840. Sarawak FM left the air at 1403. Manuel Medeth in Spain reconfirms that Radio Mali Bamako still has an English magazine of news and comments, Saturdays, heard from 1850 until 1857, August 27th on 5995. Over here, of course, we would need to hear that via a remote. Via Internet, International Vacuum, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2154. A non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com, for which voluntary financial support is much appreciated. It may be sent by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Medium wave listeners in North America may hear an annoying heterodyne to stations on 540. Terry Kruger in the Florida Panhandle reports about this. XCWA, Los 40 in San Luis Potosí, Mexico, heard August 20th at 1024, measured 32 hertz above 540. They say they're in non-stop music in English, but they do have IDs in Spanish. He says it had been on the low side before, 539.966, and not to be confused with Nicaragua, 539.86 or so. But now XCWA is on the high side, estimated. Presumably this is the SLP XCWA, but there is a lower-powered Los 40 on 540 in Monterrey. Voice of Nigeria continues, reactivated on 7254.933, usually on the air, but not always, in the mornings after 0600. And we can hear via remotes near Africa for their evening broadcast, including English at 1630 to 1900, usually on the air, but sometimes not for the entire period, and with interference from China and Turkish after 1900, when Nigeria presumably goes into full day. On September 1st, I wrote to Nick Hotchko, who replied from New South Wales, "Well, September is here, so it's time to inquire how your plans are going to resume shortwave broadcasting from Norfolk Island. Now that it has achieved shortwave broadcast radio country status, I'm sure there'll be a lot of interest in what's next." His tests involving World of Radio concluded on April 28th, and at that time he said he hoped to be back on the air by September. And here's his reply from VK2DX. "I'm back to Norfolk on September 18th. I'm still looking for a 1 kilowatt AM transmitter with no luck whatsoever. Had some preliminary exchange with a firm in Slovenia. They are out of components. The other manufacturer who advertises 1 kilowatt transmitters admitted they actually never made one. Also, my power bill on Norfolk is $1,200 per quarter, about four times more than on the Australian mainland. Design for QSL cards has been sent to a printer in Ukraine. God knows when they will be printed and shipped. The bottom line, it's frustrating, but I will be back on the air, hopefully, one day soon." That, of course, was known as Radio DX on 5045, not to be confused with a Queensland station which is still running on that frequency. Back in July, I was hearing some Enid FM stations being relayed on shortwave by CB Pirate. Nothing much heard in August until the 29th on 27184.4 AM at 0117 UT, 97.7 The Hawk. That's actually KHRK and Hennessy. As we've reported, Radio Romania International finally got its Ciganesti transmitter repaired so they could operate on two frequencies at once. But now Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says the Galbeni number 2 transmitter is off the air, scheduled at 17 to 20 UT on 11975, but missing on August 29th and again on the 30th. Could be routine maintenance or yet another transmitter malfunction. The other frequency from Galbeni is still on the air at that time, 9500. Ron Howard in California reports flight weather from Singapore on 6676 USP, August 23rd for 4 minutes at 1420. Very readable, he says, with Volmet for various Asian airports. We may not have heard much about this on the mainstream media, but Solomon Islands has been cozying up to China. And now here's a story from the Island Sun there on August 1st by Eddie Osifello. SIBC to air news supporting government only. The Office of Prime Minister and Cabinet has ordered Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation to do self-censorship on its news and other programs. Not allowed to broadcast any news and paid programs that are against the government. Any news or talkback show must go through a vetting process to make sure it does not create disunity. If you still want to listen to SIBC, it's on 5020. Ron Howard reports it Sunday, August 28th from TuneIn at 1310. Still on the air past 1505 UT, but with long segments of nonstop religious songs in English, long segments of religious songs in Pidgin. Their usual Sunday format when they run their extended broadcast past normal sign-off at 1200. No announcements, so it must be SIBC programming and not a relay of One Talk FM, which does have announcements. Hearing Spain's token English broadcast continues to be problematic, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 22 to 22:30. The North American frequency 17855 has been on the air most of the time, by far the best for us, but it and the South American frequency 11940 were both missing on Monday, August 29th. We could still hear it via the Mideast beam on 15520. Allison Rivellini of BBC Studios in New York City notifies us that a podcast has returned to BBC Sounds as of August 31st. It's called Americast. New episodes will be released every Wednesday. The current North America editor, Sarah Smith, former North America editor and Today presenter, Justin Webb, and disinformation and social media correspondent Mariana Spring have been announced as the new hosts of AmeriCast, joining North America correspondent Anthony the Zerk Zerker. Trusted and impartial analysis of the week's biggest stories and a global perspective. BBC's disinfo and social media correspondent Mariana Spring will investigate the content that is recommended to U.S. voters on social media. Mariana has created undercover voters, multiple social media accounts belonging to different characters, and she'll track the content that is pushed to them. You can find it toward the top of the list of many BBC podcasts at this website, bbc.co.uk/sounds/podcasts, AmeriCast. If ALEXA is overhearing me now, you might want to cover her ears for the next little while to avoid confusion. Although we have made no specific arrangement, our longtime listener in Alabama, Tim Hindle, says it's convenient for him to access World of Radio by uttering, "Alexa, play Glenn Hauser's World of Radio," or "Alexa, play the latest edition of Glenn Hauser's World of Radio." That should get the job done. As long as 60 Minutes is in reruns or running late because of stupid ball games, why don't they start those an hour earlier? I usually listen to the show of Harry Shearer on WBCQ following Uncle Bill's Melting Pot Sundays at 23 UT on the 7490 webcast. However, on August 28th, it did not appear. Fill music instead. But there are plenty of other opportunities to hear the show, such as by consulting publicradiofan.com. At that very same time, it's on WWF streaming from West Florida, and there are many other stations. You can also reach his own podcast immediately at his website, harryshearer.com. Terry Colgan previews this week's 3 hours of Texas Radio Shortwave on WRMI, starting UT Saturday at 2300, September 3rd, on 5950. The first hour presents Austin City Limits, that TV show, but a collection of live performance by Texans. The second hour presents Vicky Carr. And the third hour, at 01 until 02 UT, Tanya Tucker. All these are new on TRSW. It appears that Radio Católica Mundial, WEWN, is down to only one transmitter. English has been completely missing for some time, both day and night. And now Spanish at night is also missing from 5970. Still heard in the daytime on 12050. Stephen Luce in Houston agrees and says it's a port-a-fair signal with many deep fades, wondering if they have further reduced their power. Although you'd never know it from their website or their FB, it appears that KLMR 920 in Lamar, Colorado is off the air. They notified the FCC that they were off as of July 23rd due to water damage. So I tried to hear them on August 25th, just before local sunset at 0145, and could not at all, dominated instead on 920 by KYFR Family Radio in Iowa, and some Spanish, which is probably KYST near Houston. Besides CFRB Toronto, which I mentioned earlier being heard here on 1010, August 26th at 0615, I had a big signal with local ads for Jacksonville, Florida, and Sports Talk. That is WJXL. It's supposedly 50 kilowatts a day, 30 at night, and beamed eastward into the Atlantic. So their pattern must be way out of whack, hearing them so far west. It appears that is nothing new. Tim Hall in California says they've had serious problems with their night directional pattern for at least 2 years. I hear them at my Nevada-Utah border DXing site, and even had a strong signal in San Diego last October. Antenna continues to be an interesting frequency on another occasion, August 31st at 0645. I had an old lady preaching. It was Mother Angelica, which had to be from KDJW, Amarillo, Texas. That station has gone through lots of changes. Stephen Luce in Houston says, it was a country music station for many years, letter flipping to talk. After that, regional Mexican Spanish, followed by ESPN Sports Radio. Then Spanish language religion, followed by English language Catholic programming. We keep checking for the third harmonic of Radio Vanuatu on 11835 after 06 UT, but it's still missing as of September 1st. August 30th at 1526, I was surprised to find a very poor signal on 17615, a moment in English, something about radio stations, when hardly anything else was on the band except CRI Mali on 17630. I then switched to the Holland remote, where it came in much better, and it was obviously Christian and Catholic. 1550, the Pope singing in Latin. Well, Vatican Radio is not in any schedule on this frequency at any time, but it must have been a special event. I checked their website and found going on simultaneously via YouTube from St. Peter's Basilica, Holy Mass, presided over by Pope Francis with the new cardinals. It continued on the air until 1647. Nothing about the shortwave broadcast on the site. It could have been from Santa Maria de Galleria, near the Vatican, but it also could have been Madagascar, as the only other 16-meter signal was out of Africa. Ron Howard has logged not only flight weather from Singapore, but marine weather from Vietnam. On 8812 USB, resumed Ho Chi Minh Radio. The Vietnam Coastal Station heard August 25th, 26th, and 27th for 2 minutes in Vietnamese at 12:39 to 12:41. He says it's one of the many Vichypel, Vietnam Maritime Communications and Electronics LLC, coastal stations. The segment started with tones and phone ringing, and then in English for 2 minutes, somewhat readable, at 12:41 to 12:43. Weather info for South China coastal waters provided by the Hong Kong Observatory. Area forecast for the next 24 hours. Outlook for the following 48 hours. End of broadcast. And on August 25th, they also had a warning about a tropical storm, Ma'on. Following up our discussion about the drawbacks of DRM, this from Rose of Radio Northern Europe International. In our experience, and I can evidence this one day, DRM is worse than AM in the majority of situations. SDR-based AM receivers with DSB, that is, not vulnerable to fading distortion, and with good noise reduction systems, such as SDR number symbol, can generate less artifacts than DRM at only 15 dB audio signal-to-noise ratio. I don't see DRM taking off now that receiver technology is finally getting good enough to fix the issues with AM. Its editor, Bruce Portzer, notifies us the August 2022 edition of the Pacific Asian Log, PAL, is now available. It can be downloaded from the Radio Heritage website, that is, radioheritage.com. Click on the link at the top center of the page. As usual, many changes and updates have been incorporated into this latest edition. I've also reorganized some of the information. The changes should make it easier to use. Comments and updates from users welcome and encouraged to portzerbt@gmail.com. First issued in 2001, the PAL lists medium wave and domestic shortwave broadcasting stations in southern and eastern Asia and the Pacific, nearly 5,000 stations in over 50 countries, with frequencies, call signs, locations, power, networks, schedules, languages, formats, networks, and other information. The propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic field activity expected to reach G1 minor storm levels on September 5th. However, A and K and C shown as reaching 30 and 6 on September 3rd, 38 and 6 on the 4th, and 20 and 5 on the 5th, not down to 5 and 2 until September 11th, and another minor peak September 14th at 15 and 4. Solar flux rising from 108 September 6th to a peak of 130 on September 11th, and a low of 98 September 17th and 18th, back up to 118 by the 22nd. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 2154. Glenn Hauser here. Thanks a lot for listening, and I hope you'll make a point of hearing me again next week as I start and conclude with a standard disclaimer.